This recording, Italy 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Erice. Erice is a small town on the western coast of Sicily, and it's very beautiful. It was founded by the Greeks, and there are ruins dating back to many, many centuries and different civilizations. And when I was very young, I moved to Napoli, where the Vesuvio, the famous volcano, is. And there I actually spent most of my life. I studied there. I have many friends there. My parents and my sisters live there. And that's where I met my husband. My husband is American, half German, half Italian, but we say American. And we met at the NATO base during a children's festival. I was an elementary school teacher at the time, and I brought my students there, and he was in charge of security on the field, and so that's how we met. And it was love at first sight. And my life has really changed a lot since I moved to the States. When I left Italy, I was a high school English and German teacher, and I started working at a high school in Coral Springs, Whitefield High School, where I taught German and speech and other subjects. Then after 5 years, we moved to Kansas City, where I taught English as a second language to foreign children, foreign students. And then I moved to Kansas, Lawrence, where I live now. And I teach Italian, my beautiful language, at KU. And I'm very happy, and I know I'm really, really lucky in being able to teach here. Sono molto contenta di lavorare a KU. E sono anche molto contenta adesso di vivere a Lawrence. Mi fa piacere che io possa camminare e non prendere la macchina per andare a fare la spesa. E ho qui adesso ho molti amici, quindi ho anche una vita sociale molto interessante. E a Lorenz ci sono molte cose da fare, da vedere. Molti artisti lavorano a Lorenz. Ho un gatto. I have a cat. His name is Orecchiette, which is the name of a kind of pasta, but also means, you know, little ears, because he has very little ears. E lui è il boss della casa.